Boosie.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Hello, 5 to 6 clubbers. We're back again, you and I. Hope you had a good Monday. I certainly did. A busy day foot soldiering around here. A beautiful sunshine and, just the most incredible Monday. Today, though, partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers, most likely from late morning, and maybe a thunderstorm, possibly severe. We're going to talk more about that later. And a sunrise coming up at 6:26. Temperatures today around the mid-20s. Major news stories of the day. We're going to be sick of this by tomorrow. The federal budget gets handed down tonight. There is a lot of money for aged care, as you could imagine, after the Royal Commission that they didn't want. The United States has condemned the rocket attacks by Hamas as an unacceptable escalation in its renewed calls for calm over tensions in Jerusalem. The jury in the Jack DeBellin trial has found him and his co-accused not guilty on one count, but was unable to reach a verdict on the remaining charges. Locally, the Port News reporting COVID-19 vaccine supplies to local general practices are set to increase substantially from next week. And in the Argus, they're reporting the sleepy little town of Barrowville has been recently announced as a finalist in the Top Tourism Town Awards in the Population Under 5,000 Residents category. And I know that they are doing work, the council, in that beautiful area of Barrowville. Got great memories of doing shows there over the years in the Veranda Post Town. Gee, it's a beautiful little spot. In sport, in golf today, there's a medley single stableford at Nambucker Island. And there's also a racing today at the beautiful Taree Racecourse. Yep, the first of seven jumping at around 12:50 there today. On the show, plenty happening, including, well, he's cheap, that's why he's on this show, the frugal fella, also coming up. We have soccer legend Craig Johnson. Now, when you think he won a European title, 4 English titles, and scored 2 goals in an FA Cup final, he is a sportsman to behold. He's going to be here next week for the big Chamber Charity Golf Day. There are some great prizes in the hole-in-one and just the best day out for golfers. All right, we'll talk more about that a little bit later. Also, you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Salvador Dali, the great Holly Valance, and Lauren Jackson, all born on this day, May the 11th.
Oh, a radio!
Locals Guide on Triple M with everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
JP's desk will be operating today and indeed every Tuesday in Panthers Foyer from 9:30. The Kempsey Go for Fun Healthy Lifestyle Program for kids aged 7 to 13 continues at the PCYC from 4 this afternoon. A reminder, the Port Macquarie Southern Breakwall at Town Beach closed again today until tomorrow because of the Soil Conservation Services doing work along the sides of the paths. You may need to reroute your morning walk. Breast Green New South Wales mobile van is still in Bowra Street behind the Barraville RSL Club till tomorrow, 13:20:50 to book. The Masters Art Series for Tweens is on today at the Glass House from 4 with artist Antonia Gross. And racing, the Gallops are at Taree today with the first of 7 at around 12:50.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bing Lee. Australian owned for over 60 years. Triple M.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Ah, yes, here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters, for our great friends at Hastings Marine, now stocking the yellowfin plate boats. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Scotty.
Oh, gee, I tell you what, beautiful day yesterday, even though the fog, I remember seeing a horror movie, Steve McQueen made it as a young actor, called The Fog, at the creature feature at the drive-in. Bluey, do you remember the creature features?
No.
The mid-dawn marathons on horror films are shocking, they were. I'd never liked them anyway, talking about old films. No fog out there this morning, Bluey?
No, it's all clear.
Okay, now we do have a high chance of showers and storms, possibly severe, as I mentioned later on in the morning. We better get out early. You've got your northwesterly wind, so you've got a nice offshore wind early, but it will go onshore later. No real strength in it. Top of the tide at 8. Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, we had a pretty good day out on the beaches. We picked up a mixed bag of fish. We had some nice tarler and picked up a couple of nice bream. And the whiting was still on the bite out there too, so that was good. So a couple of nice whiting, bream, and tail on the beaches. But today, with that top of the tide about mid-morning, I'm heading out to the estuary this morning, and I'm going to try for a flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Okie dokie, the estuary for flathead. Any fishing club news from the weekend?
But none, no. The Kiss of Death hasn't rang us to let us know how they went on the weekend. But I've got a couple of clubs out this weekend, which include the Lake Cadai Amateur Fishing Club. They're monthly club on. It's a 2 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse with a barbecue. And also in town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club have got their comp on. It's a 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the marina with a barbecue.
Okie dokie, fair enough. Well, looks like a busy weekend of fishing, and it doesn't look too bad, the long-range forecast at this stage, Bluey.
A little bit of cloud on Saturday and Sunday, probably the odd shower, but I think the fishing conditions should be quite good.
Yeah, well, no, they're saying just the opposite now, Bluey. They're saying sunny Saturday and Sunday with only a 5% chance of 1 millimetre. So nothing flash about the temperatures. It might be our first little sort of taste of a bit cooler weather, only about 20 degrees for Saturday and Sunday. So there you go. Now, also, Bluey, I'm thinking about ideas for my outfit. The surf club presentation's on Saturday night. It's a pirate theme, Bluey.
Ah, is it?
Yeah. Now, I was thinking of going something completely sort of like a bit left field. And, you know, I know a few blokes that used to play for the Pirates Rugby Club. What about if I just come dressed in some footy gear? What do you think?
A bit ordinary.
No, a bit ordinary. Yeah, you've got to go. I'm looking. Have you got any parrots there, Bluey? Any stuffed parrots?
Yeah, I was going to say, why'd you go as a parrot?
As a parrot. Listen, I thought about getting one, but I hadn't thought of actually dressing as a parrot. Now, how do you reckon I'd go dressed as a parrot, trying to jump on the window tinting fishmonger's shoulders? How would that go?
That'd go, especially if you have plenty of colour about you.
Now, what are you thinking? Well, they mainly have macaws, don't they? Those things that are worth about $10,000 or $20,000. So I better not go. What if someone tries to kidnap me, Bluey, for the money? They do that all the time, eh? Now, also, if anyone knows where you can get a macaw outfit, can they contact myself or Bluey Waters at the Settlement Point Boatshed if I'm going to go dressed as a parrot to the pirate night at the surf club?
You watch someone will ring up and say, oh, I've got one in me wardrobe.
Parrot outfits. Oh, I don't know. We talk about some stupid things on this show, but that's one of your best, Bluey, coming up with a parrot outfit. What about yesterday, though? We did a thing on, remember I told you I was cleaning out the fridge? You know, one of my duties, and I found some September 2015 red curry paste. We opened the phone lines yesterday. We had a lady with some, I think, some child medicine. You know, you mix up, you keep in the fridge, from 2011. Ooh. And someone else had something from 2009. But how's this? You never know what you're going to get when you open the phone lines on the Mid-North Coast. I had a lovely bloke called Lawrence ring me from Taree and told me a story about his grandmother. And when she passed away, she obviously went through the war, Bluey, and they found over 800 tins of peaches and things like that and lentils with a production date of 1939.
Oh, what?
I couldn't believe it. Apparently it was true. And he said they opened a couple of the tins and they were absolutely perfect too. How about that?
Yeah.
How could you even make that up? 800 tins of peaches and food like that from 1939 from France. This was in France. His grandmother was French. Can you believe it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, because of the war, they just based on all.
Yeah, they did. They did. Amazing story. Anyway, Bluey, truth is stranger than fiction, as we both know. Sunrise coming up at 6:26. You're heading out to the estuary?
We're out to the estuary, going to take a few prawns and whitebait with us, and we're going to target the lazy flathead.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Astroni. Like this
time and time again. Triple M playing rock's greatest hits and giving you the locals' guide to the Mid-North Coast today. We'll check that soon for Bing Lee, Foo Fighters, Times Like These and Jimmy Barnes. Ain't no second prize. Cloudy, high chance of showers, maybe some severe storms later in the day towards the afternoon into the evening and temperatures around 25 degrees. My very special guest coming up out of the 7 o'clock news is Liverpool Football Club legend and Adidas Predator boot inventor Craig Johnston is going to be the very special guest on Monday at the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Port Chamber Charity Golf Day at the Port Macquarie Golf Club. Now, limited spots available. If you'd like to book one, portchamber.com.au to see and hear the great Craig Johnston live and in person. What a champion. Let's go back to 1986. A packed Wembley Stadium, Liverpool and Everton in the cup final.
In for Morby. And it's there! It's Craig Johnston! Liverpool are in the lead. What a moment for Craig Johnston and his family back in Australia watching it. A lad who paid his own fare to come over here and try his luck in the pro game 10 years ago. What a storybook finish it would be for him if that were to be the winning goal.
Playing rock's greatest hits and giving you Liverpool legend Craig Johnston coming up out of the 7 o'clock news. He's going to be a very special guest at the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Port Chamber Charity Golf Day on Monday. I'm so looking forward to talking to him. Eurythmics there, Would I Lie to You at 5 to 7.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, where can you believe it? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the great Chris Genders is birthdaying today. Yes, he is. Yes. That means free papers for everybody. I made that up. I better not say that. You'll be run over in the shop. Chris, you have a great birthday today. I saw your age too. I can't believe you're 6 years younger than me, you young whippersnapper. Fair dinkum. Anyway, they'll be busy in the shop today. The Oz Lotto tonight, $2 million for draw number 1421. Happy birthday, Chris. Front page of the telly says, Brave Ali's cancer coup. Dying wish will grant others the gift of life. Women handed a death sentence when they're diagnosed with aggressive breast cancer now have hope with funding in the budget for clinical trials and faster access to effective new drugs. In the Sydney Morning Herald, their lead story today, jobs focus in budget. Australians will be offered intensive support to retain for the economic recovery, and young people will be told to sign up for job training if they cannot find employment. Also in the Australian, their lead story today, jobs fuel $53 billion rebound at COVID interruptus. A post-COVID jobs boom will slash the forecast budget deficit by $53 billion this year in a stunning fiscal recovery. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Strawny Leaks, thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
A former Home and Away actor has been accused of being the mastermind behind an alleged drug syndicate supplying cocaine across Byron Bay. Pitu Winchester-Stanton, who played surfer Pogo on Home and Away, was one of seven men arrested after police raided homes across the Byron Shire. The actor made headlines in September last year after saying Melburnians who moved to Byron made his skin crawl and were greedy and selfish. The Intercontinental Hotel at Double Bay in Sydney, where Princess Diana stayed and Michael Hutchence was found dead a year later, has sold for $180 million to an apartment developer. And SAS Australia's Ant Middleton reveals the bizarre reason why he can no longer go to the pub for a quiet drink.
You know, you go to walk to the toilet and hey, you have to get past me. No, SAS, come on. And I'm like, oh, here we go.
Don't make me, mate.
Whatever your budget, your car is our passion at Andrew Medici Motors.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hello, Romy Stevens here with your local briefing. The removal of a popular car park at Crescent Head is continuing to divide locals. The area of Crownland near Reserve Road will soon be turned into green space after 18 months of community consultation. It comes after council approved a holiday park adjacent to the site back in October.
The issues of parking in small coastal villages is an issue up and down the east coast of Australia, and there's always going to be different views within communities about parking near foreshores.
That was Kempsey Council GM Craig Milburn. The COVID vaccination rollout is ramping up across the mid-north coast. GP clinics that have been receiving 50 doses a week will now see that number tripled, while those getting their hands on 100 doses every week will get 200. It comes as more than 40,000 locals have now had the jab. The increase in supply will take place over the next 3 weeks. A $48 million boost is set to go towards upgrading the Pacific Highway. The money will allow for the construction of a $60 million overpass at the Harrington-Kupanook intersection. Federal Lion MP David Gillespie says he's delighted to see the Coalition commit to the redevelopment.
I've been arguing for 5 grade-separated interchanges or flyovers on the Pacific Highway, south from Port Macquarie down to Newcastle, but this is the start. It's the first stage of the next phase of making the Pacific Highway safer.
And the Kempsey Shire Council has done some budgeting and have managed to allocate $4.3 million towards a new high-performance centre. It's set to be built in Southwest Rocks and will include a multi-level grandstand, function room, amenities and sports training facility. Taking a look at sport, 3 local youngsters will represent the state when they take on the New South Wales Country Championships this month. Port Macquarie Pirates, Shaniqua Donovan, Kiki Little Legend and Sam Tuffer Wells will play for the Mid-North Coast Axemen and the Tomahawks.
Hi there, Maddie Larson with a national news briefing. Tax breaks could be on the way as part of tonight's federal budget. Comsec's Craig James says retirees will benefit and low and middle income tax cuts will be extended as well. Hope to help boost spending and the economy, while a range of sectors will receive cash.
The federal government believes that now is not the right time for austerity or cutting back in terms of spending, that we have to keep the stimulus up to the economy. So we're going to see money provided for aged care, for infrastructure.
A new report has found the drought, along with hot temps and windy weather, were the main factors that contributed to the Black Summer bushfires in New South Wales. According to the Nature, Ecology and Evolution Journal, hazard reduction burns and other mitigation practices had little impact on the devastation caused. Our vaccine effort is finally ramping up a bit, with Australia reaching a record number administered within a week. 402,000 doses were shot into arms last week, bringing the total number to more than 2.5 million. And the Queen has cracked a joke, speaking publicly for the first time since the passing of her husband, Prince Philip. It was during a virtual meeting with the Royal Life Saving Society, reflecting on getting an award at age 14 some 80 years ago. She told the Zoom meeting she didn't know until last week that she was the first one to receive the honour.
I didn't realise I was the first one. I just did it.
Whatever adventure you're planning, Tyre Power have the right tyres at the right price to keep you safe out there. Call your local Tyre Power store today.
Tennis champ Naomi Osaka isn't sure her home Tokyo Olympics should go ahead due to rising COVID levels in Japan. Tokyo is under a state of emergency amid of surging cases just 10 weeks from the start of the Games in late July. Osaka says it's a major worry.
I'm an athlete, and of course my immediate thought is that I'd want to play the Olympics, but as a human I would say we're in a pandemic. If people aren't healthy and if they're not feeling safe, then it's definitely a really big cause for concern.
Let's go surfing now.
Triple M's Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto, powered by Percival Property. If you're looking for property today, go to percival.com.au.
That run of swell we've had has finally come to a close today, and that swell size has really diminished overnight. Looking at around 2 foot, maybe 3 foot of that residual east swell cutting into some beaches. So it's still got waves. It's a nice offshore wind. Water temperature still hovering around that beautiful 20 to 22 degrees. With a high tide around 7:30, 8 o'clock, get out there, make the most of these offshore conditions. Catch you in the surf.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
That it is at 7 past 7. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to take you back to the year of 1986. We're at a packed Wembley Stadium, the cup final, Liverpool versus Everton.
Into Morgan. And it's there! It's Craig Johnston! Liverpool are in the lead. What a moment for Craig Johnston. His family back in Australia watching it. A lad who paid his own fare to come over here and try his luck in the programme 10 years ago. What a storybook finish it would be for him if that were to be the winning goal.
Well, the J.R. Richards and Sons Westpac Rescue Helicopter Port Chamber Charity Golf Day. Jeez, it's a mouthful. Comes up on Monday. Now, this year's special guest is Craig Johnson, the Liverpool FC legend and Adidas Predator boot inventor. Now, I spoke to Craig, it must have been 30 years ago when his book came out. It had a red cover. And I can't believe our paths have crossed again. It's such a pleasure to be talking to a living legend. G'day, Craig.
G'day, mate. How are you going? And you know the funny thing about the story there?
Yep.
I only ever sold one book, and I'd often wondered who'd bought it. It was you.
You're too modest, mate. Your record, honestly, like in English football between 77 and 88, the European Cup, 5 league titles, an FA Cup, your score in the final. How did it all start, Craig? As a young bloke, when was the first time you knew or mum and dad knew that, gee, you might be able to go to the next level in the sport of football?
Well, I think that's the interesting thing about the story. It wasn't like that. It was just the opposite. And where did it start? It started in Lake Macquarie at a place called Spears Point in Bullaroo. And my first game, I'd never played before. Mum and Dad turned up because they were all excited. And Dad was a soccer player and a very good one, and played for Northern New South Wales and Cardiff and Wallsend and other teams around Newcastle. So my first game, the referee blew the whistle, and I'd actually never really seen it played before either. And I was, I was pretty young, maybe 8 years old, and 7 or 8 years old. And I dribbled through the whole team, right? Listen to this, and scored. Right, and I put my arms up to celebrate, and what had happened is I ran the wrong way. So I dribbled through all of my own players and scored against my old goalkeeper.
What happens at age 15? You remember the old days of the swimming carnivals, Craig? You'd billet, the note had come home from school, you got to billet some kids. Where did you live when you went over at that age? Who did you live with?
Oh, mate, it's a long story. But the first day I was there, it was middle of summer in Australia, right, December, which meant the middle of winter in England. In the north of England, Middlesbrough, cold, dark, 1975, no internet, no nothing. And I turned up for the trial, and there was these really good kids from Scotland, Ireland, Wales and England, and maybe 100 of them. Some older, some younger than me, but of the 100, only 2 were going to get a spot in the Middlesbrough apprentice lineup. So anyway, it was a fierce battle, and we were getting beat 3-0 at half time, and everybody's heard this story, I think, now. The famous Jack Charlton, who was the manager of the club, came in, and he was furious. He was bright red with rage because we were getting beat 3-0 at half time. He went all around the dressing room saying, "You're hopeless, you're rubbish, you're useless, you're awful." And he got to me, he said, "And where are you from? You, where are you from?" And I said, "Well, and what's your name?" I said, "It's Craig Johnston. I'm from Newcastle, Northern New South Wales, Australia." And he said, "Well, you are the worst footballer I have seen in my life." Right, with some colourful verbs around that. He said, now, get back home to Australia. Again, colourful verbs all around that, if you get the drift. And I said, and everyone was shocked. I mean, it was a horror attack. I said, "What now?" Half time. He said, "Now." He said, "Hop it back to Australia." So I left the dressing room, and it was snowing, and it was pouring with rain, and I didn't know where I was staying. And then I had to figure it out from there. So again, the story is not a typical sports story. It's just the opposite. And then I had to find somewhere to live, and it's a bit of a long story. And mate, I tell you what, if people turn up to the golf day for the Westpac and the council up there at Port Macquarie, they can hear the rest of the story.
Craig, the thing I love about it, and I've read the book Donkeys years ago, but the thing I love about it, with these days where people get medals and certificates just for turning up, I mean, hearing the actual truth in life, that you really have to work hard. You're going to get knocked down. You got to get back up, and you can achieve virtually anything if you really put your mind to it. That's the whole story here, and that's what we love hearing.
Builds resilience. And, yeah. And again, a good story is you got to have it tough to build your own character. If you go sailing through life, you don't have character. And that goes to your point exactly about handing medals out and certificates out to anybody that even turns up. It devalues, you know, what a medal is because you've risen to the top, because you've tried harder, you've been cleverer, and there's another trick and secret to it. And if any kids are listening to this, it's a secret to everything. Exactly. Be nice.
Yep.
If you're a nice kid, girl or boy, and you have nice things to say, and you want to be inclusive, and you want to involve everybody, and you want to have fun, people will like you, and they'll follow you, and they'll help you. So it's all of those things, and those are the lessons that we need to leave behind for our kids as a legacy.
Good on you, Craig. Look, lovely to talk to you. It's just the best story. If you want to hear more, you've got to be there on Monday, all right? The Westpac Rescue Helicopter Port Chamber, the big charity golf day that is on, and that's at the Port Macquarie Golf Club. Now, it is $400 for your team, which includes, for your team of four, your golf presentation, your dinner, and you get to hear this great man speak, Craig Johnson. Craig, thank you so much for giving us your time. We appreciate what you're doing at the moment and what a marvellous life you've led, and hopefully you're going to inspire thousands upon thousands upon thousands more people with your story. Mate, it's been great to talk to you. Thanks, Craig.
Hey, no worries. Yeah, thanks for letting me talk. And see you on the day, folks, up there. And get your questions ready, because it's not what I think. It's about what you think. So any questions, happy to answer them. Yeah, see you there. Good on you.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
To the weather and a storm warning for this afternoon, which will send a shiver down all our spines here on the Mid-North Coast. What's it all about? Well, the official word is parts of eastern New South Wales may see severe thunderstorms, which could possibly bring heavy rainfall, damaging winds and even hail. The most likely areas are currently forecast to be around us, the northeastern section of the state. It's possible a severe thunderstorm warning will be issued for our region. Here's the Bureau of Meteorology's senior forecaster, Jake Phillips.
Mid-May is a very unusual time of year to see severe storms in New South Wales. But in this particular case, it's due to the combination of having a relatively significant amount of humidity around for this time of year, and also a very powerful upper-level system moving through. In the northeast, there's a risk of large hail, heavy rain, or damaging wind gusts.
Triple M played rock's greatest hits and giving you the Ray Hadley Morning Show coming up after 9 on 131-873. It's the Cars and Let's Go. And the mic then for the frugal fella didn't work. We've gone to another mic now, and hopefully this will fix it.
He's tight with his money.
Mean.
Tight-fisted.
Miserly.
Penny-pinching.
He's a tight ass.
He's a tight ass.
He is the frugal fella on Triple M.
Ah, here he is. Smell that. It's cheap. It's him. He's here, the frugal fella with a tie-dyed shirt on today.
Yeah, good morning, Mark, and good morning, Mid-North Coast. Yes, you know why the tie-dyed shirt's on, don't you, Mark? Because I've been doing some painting at home.
Oh, you can't tell if you spill some.
You can't tell on a tie-dyed shirt. It can be all over you. Nobody goes, oh, that's a lovely shirt, you know.
That's part of the design.
Yes, that is.
And if
I'm trying to start a trend, Mark. If you notice all the jean shops and that, now starting to sell tie-dyed stuff, you know. I'm bringing it back.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it. And if it just keeps getting more and more paint on it, just say it's a very rare pro hardshell.
Ah, absolutely, so, Mark. Yes.
What are we frugaling about today, Frugal?
All right, well, this one will interest you, Mark. It really will. There's a lot of surfboards out now and a lot of stand-up paddle boards and everything that are an absolute nightmare to carry because they're so wide. They're all right if you've got arms like a gorilla.
Mm.
But if you don't have arms like a gorilla, you've got to try and, you know, get hold of them somehow or drag them along the ground or the sand or whatever. But I've come up against something, Mark, called the surfboard claw.
The surfboard claw?
Not the claw, the claw, Mark.
It was a Kato, wasn't it?
Why would Pink Panther. Get smart or something?
No, it was a Pink Panther. Kato, how many times have I told you? Never.
Not the craw, the craw.
Not the craw, the craw.
Yeah. So anyway, so the surfboard claw is a bit like a handle with a hook.
Okay.
And the two downsides of the hook fit under your surfboard, and you carry the surfboard with the handle of it.
Yeah.
It's a stunning looking thing. You can look it up. It's an eBay product.
Mm.
You can look it up. I managed to source one for under $40, about $39.55.
Okay. A surfboard claw.
And they call it a surfboard claw. I just thought it was a...
Thank you, Frugal. It's 7:45. Surfboard claw. We're playing Rock's Greatest Hits. Triple M playing Rock's Greatest Hits. It is the Choir Boys, who had him in the studio numerous times. Gee, they're a good mob. Run to Paradise. Well, we'll be running for cover because we're going to get bombarded with stuff from the budget tonight. Good heavens. Further details coming up with Maddie in our news briefing at 8:30. Budget, budget. Josh Frydenberg's everywhere. Mm. Talking about budgeting, what about money? What about $1,000 on the wheel? Would you like it? I thought so. Let's give it a crack.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, let's get along to Kempsey and see if Yuta can spin up the cash this morning. How are you, Yuta?
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Stroney.
That's away. Now, they reckon it's going to go pear-shaped later. Do you feel it in your bones?
The wobbly knee's getting a bit wobblier.
Well, it might be. They're talking about some storms later. Nothing like we had a couple of months ago, but it might get a bit ordinary later. Never mind. You won't feel the pain with $1,000 in your purse. You know? What number are we looking for you?
Number 17, Strong.
Okay, righty-o. Number 17 for you to come on, number 17. As it goes around and around and around and around. And sorry, Yuta, it just keeps going and lands on the number 9.
You're such a spoiled sport.
I know. I'm sorry, Yuta. Look, I tell you what, I'll soften the blow. End of the month, because it's their 30th anniversary, the 30 years in business, Bennett Steel each month give us these Easy Burn fire pits to give away. They look great and they're portable. You can take them camping with you or just set it up permanently in your backyard. They look great. I've got your details. You're in that at the end of the month. Thanks for the call, Yuta.
Sounds great.
Okie dokie, bye. Now, other birthdays today. I mentioned it earlier. The great Chris Genders from the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies is birthdaying today. I said earlier, because it's his birthday, there's free papers today. I made that up. I'm sorry. Anyway, go and see him today. And good on you, Chris, from all your family and friends and all your family around the Mid-North Coast, your paper family. Yeah, Chris birthdaying today. Also, one of the great musos of the Mid-North Coast, the best of the best, Andrew Best, birthdaying today. Get on your bestie. You're going to sneak off and have a game of golf today before you go home to the family? I wonder if he will. He might. Also, turning 56 today, Patricia. Good on you, Patricia. Love comes from everybody at McClay Valley Options. So people like Bestie and Chris Genders and Patricia, who are birthdaying today, are sharing their birthdays with some really famous people like one of my favourite artists, Salvador Dali, and boy, wasn't that a good moustache, Holly Valance, and basketball great Lauren Jackson, all born on this day, May 11th.
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M playing Rock's Greatest Hits. Strawny for Brekkie, winding up our Tuesday morning with the Ganga Jang and the Sounds of Then. And our Ganga Jang still touring today. Obviously, post-COVID, they'll step up what they're doing, but they're still so good to see live, and that's what we love here on the M's. Now, talking about loving our music, we love the School of Rock every Friday, and this Friday, we're going to be looking at celebrating great three-piece bands called Power Trios. Now, my favourite, you know how I love Stevie Ray Vaughan? Well, his band was called Double Trouble, with Stevie Ray Vaughan, Chris the Whipper Layton, and Tommy Shannon on bass, and they sounded like an orchestra, the three of them. Incredible. If you love the School of Rock, Friday from midday, the bell rings for us to go to school in the School of Rock, looking at Power Trios. Really looking forward to that. Now, as we all, I wanted to mention too, as we always mention, being a Triple M Club member means so much to us because you help us settle on the music we play. Just by rating our rock, you can pick yourself up one of 10 backyard barbecue packs we've got up for grabs at the moment. A slab of Brick Lane Backyarder and $50 to spend at the local butcher. How good. Become a Triple M Club member. It's free to join at triplem.com.au. Brick Lane Backyarder Crisp Lager, available online at bricklanebrewing.com. How good is it? Fantastic. On the show today, I mentioned it earlier. I played a little piece of it. I got to speak to an Aussie legend. I spoke to him about 30 years ago. Jesus, I'm feeling old. When his book came out called You'll Never Walk Alone. I'm talking about Liverpool football legend Craig Johnston. Now, he's going to be special guest for the Port Chambers and Westpac Rescue Helicopters Big Golf Day in Port next Monday. You can book online through the Port Chamber website, but you'll get to hear Craig tell his story, and it is truly amazing. And he'll also take questions at the end of it as well. Really, if you love golf and you love great Australian stories of resilience, of getting knocked down, but getting up and being the best you can, you've got to hear Craig's story. And look, when you think about it, he was told by one of the managers he was the worst player he'd ever seen in his life. He goes on to win a European Championship, 4 English titles, and he scores 2 goals in an FA Cup final. It's not bad from a bloke who was described as the worst soccer player one of the Mr. Charlton had ever seen. How good's that? If you missed the interview, head to the Triple M website or the Triple M Facebook site. I've got the interview there. It is really worth a listen. It's 7 minutes, but I think you'll get a lot out of it, particularly if you've got kids. It'd be great to let them hear his story. It is truly amazing. Okay, tomorrow on the show, look out. Some laugh, some cry. It's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. And if you missed any part of the show, remember, go to my page and press catch up. The whole show is there on the Triple M website. Stand by right after 9 on 131873.
And you have a treasure that money can't buy.